Sunday's 25th annual crop walk will go on without a longtime partner. Bishop Raymond Burke issued a directive last month that parishes in his diocese should not participate. That's because the church has learned the fundraiser's organizer distributes contraceptives as part of its efforts to fight third world hunger. The church teaches against using contraceptives. Arthur Hippler is the director of the Office of Justice and Peace for the La Crosse Diocese. He says the bishop is equally outraged because he claims Church World Services has been lying to Catholics about its birth control policy.
Church World Service is not honest with us about what they're doing. People are now moving the discussion to just a discussion of can't you work with somebody who's distributing contraception. What about people who aren't honest with us about what they're doing? If we can't trust them on those issues, why should we trust them with our money?
Hippler says Catholics in the diocese will not be turning their backs on the hungry just because they won't be a part of Sunday's crop walk.
We can have our own events, and this is what many parishes are doing. Only the benefiting agencies are Catholic Relief Services and the local food pantries. Church World Service does not have a monopoly on providing food for the third world.
Church World Services says it's worried the bishop's directive will hurt its ability to feed the hungry and that it could have a broader negative impact on ecumenical relationships. La Crosse and Rockford, Illinois are the only dioceses in the country boycotting the crop walk. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.